Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Bennett Pomerantz, but we knew that already. This is called Anything Goes. And the lady I'm about to introduce used to do a show with me. She was not eye candy or arm candy. She has a brain and she is an intelligent, wonderful individual. She has so many talents. She sometimes scares me because I don't have as many as she does. I mean, every time I hear about her, she does something else and always amazes me. So without further ado, and without any more hype, because I don't want to get too swell ahead, the wonderful lady of the evening, Miss Rachel Thompson.
Hi, Bennett.
Hi, darling. Hey, did you get too swelled ahead?
No, I think I'm still good. Although I think everything else is swelled up because I have a little bit of a cold. So does that count?
Going around, no matter what part of the area you're in, Maryland, D.C., California, everybody has colds.
I know. I've gotten through this whole season without it, and then my daughter was so kind to pass it on over to me. She loves me so much.
I was fine until I got my flu shot.
Oh, isn't that crazy? So weird how that happened.
I was fine until I got the flu shot. Once I got my flu shot, oh, yeah, it's like pointing an arrow on a bullseye. So, this is your night, sweetheart. I mean, it's always been your night with me. You're wonderful. I know that.
No,
so tell me
you.
What you're doing.
Oh, a million things, as usual. I've been really crazy busy with my business, Bad Redhead Media. It's just exploded. You know, I've had very little time for my own writing, which has kind of had to take a back seat. I have 8 full-time clients, and I have an assistant and a few other little helpers here and there, including my daughter, Anya, who is in college. So that's been great. I have clients that range from New York Times bestselling authors who are traditionally published with the Big 5 to indie authors to hybrid published authors. And then, of course, I have my own books that I'm marketing. And then I have lots of other, you know, initiatives that I do to help authors learn how to market their book. So,
and you remember, I do have a radio show, so I would love to hear some of these authors soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only booked for June. You
know. Oh, wow,
only
that's
for
great.
June, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not busy
we'll
at all.
After. No,
always.
Not at all. You're just as busy as me.
Sorry?
Oh, I was going to say, you're just as busy, which is wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that you're better and you're back on top of everything. And so it was really nice to be invited to be on your show. So thank you for that. So what I'm working on now, I still have my weekly chats. I do a sex abuse chat every Tuesday night, which is at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern on Twitter. So if people want to participate, they just type in the hashtag sex abuse chat. And if you're not a Twitter person, you can always go over to Facebook and read the summary after and just type in search sex abuse chat and that page will come up. And then on Wednesdays, I do book marketing chat, same concept. It's type in the hashtag book marketing chat, same time Wednesdays at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. And I have a co-host and who's my assistant, Emily. And then I either have guests on or I just donate an hour of my time and talking about anything book marketing related, which can be, you know, social media, blogging, newsletters, which is our topic tomorrow. You know, just anything and everything that has to do specifically with book marketing. And I have guests ranging from Barb Drozdowicz, who is an expert on newsletters. She's wonderful. She's so great. She has an excellent book out about it. She has a series of, I don't even know, 15 or 20 books out now just to help authors. If you go over to Amazon, you can look her up. Or if you're on Twitter, she's at Sugarbeet BC. She lives in British Columbia. And then I've been working with Lee Shulman. It's Shulman. And she has a wonderful book out that people can purchase. And I'm going to specifics for you right now. But she is a monthly guest for me. And so if you... She talks more about writing. She's like a writing coach more than book marketing. So she's been a very wonderful addition to what I'm doing, where she talks more about, you know, freelancing or joining writing groups or specific steps to the writing process, which is stuff that I don't really go into. So her book is called The Writer's Roadmap. And it gives you a very specific process to go through to create a plan for your writing. And it applies to newbie writers or to even more mature veteran writers. And gives you very specific, not just ways to create goals, but also to put them into practice and also how to measure them. So I think it's very helpful for any writer, and that's available on Amazon right now, and it's $4.99. I mean, it's very affordable. So those are just some of the writers that I've been working with. And on the traditional side, I work with Barbara Jelinski, who I think many people have heard of. She's written.
Yeah,
she
I know Barbara Jelinski is. I'm trying to get a hold of her to have her do my show.
You know, she does very few interviews anymore. Yeah, I could certainly talk to her. She's heavy into writing her next book and just has her head down. She doesn't do any social media except for Instagram. She loves doing Instagram. But I do all of her postings with her approval for Facebook and Twitter. And she has a street team on Facebook. And so, you know, we work together to put stuff out for her on her behalf. And she blogs. She's an avid reader, and she does book reviews every week. And so she shares a lot of her reviews as well and gets those out. And so I think she makes a really good point. Her whole thing is that you have to read in order to be a great writer. And so that's very important to her. She has a really great post up called her five rules of writing. One of those is to read constantly, just like Stephen King mentions. And I think that's so important for authors as well. So,
okay. Question
anyway.
For you. Do you think an author, a new author, even an old author needs a street team?
You know, it depends. I think that a lot of it depends on the personality of the author or of the writer. I'm working with one author now who she has that it factor. She comes across super genuine because she is, and she is just, people just respond to her. We started her street team, and within a day, over 100 people had joined, and they just clamor for her attention. They just cannot get enough of her. And her book is coming out in April, and she already has hundreds of pre-reviews on Goodreads and BookBub and, you know, various other places. And she is traditionally published. I think for her, it was an absolutely perfect decision for her to make. I think for other people who, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's genre-related, one of the guys that comes to my book marketing chat every week writes horror, you know, thrillers and horror, and he just cannot get any movement in his street team. People just aren't interested. I don't know if it's just him. I don't know what it is. Doesn't seem to be working for him for whatever reason. I'm not part of his street team, so I don't know. But so I would say maybe it depends on the way that you interact with people, or, you know, I don't think you have to constantly be throwing free stuff at people to get them to be in your street team. I mean, from my perspective, and I run about 4 street teams for people, my own, as well as 3 others, it's really all about creating behind-the-scenes relationships, giving them insights, being yourself, not here's a free gift card, go share my stuff, or trying to, you know, do some kind of black hat tactics to get them to review your books. That's not what I advocate, and I don't think in the end it's going to work for you. But I do know that a lot of people do see street teams as like things like that, like do these 8 things and you'll get a $5 gift card or something. And that's not how I play the game. So I think that
you're being very straight, by the way. I know that for fact.
I do. Yeah, I do. And I just think it's going to come back and bite you in the hiney if you're not doing it the right way. Somehow, somewhere, somebody's going to report you, or you're going to piss somebody off, and it's just not going to go well. So I think if you're willing to put the time into a street team because it's a lot of effort, then it's worth it. Or you can hire somebody like me to help you. But if you're just going to blow it off, you know, and just show up once in a while, then, you know, don't bother. That's my take on it.
I'd hire you instead of hiring someone like you.
Well, you know.
I'll say this in front of you and behind you. You are the best.
Nah, thank you so much. I do appreciate that.
Oh, and by the way, I have the bucket of ice if you get a swelled head. No, just kidding.
Thank you.
I've known this. It's funny. When we first did a radio show together, and the reason I mention this, I'll mention this in a minute, why. When we first did it, she's like, she's so shy. I said, she's one of the most intelligent women I know.
Nah.
She is? Yes. And this person, and I can't say who, but this person will be a guest in, is it May? I'm looking. Will be a guest in May, and was like, I blew her away because I got you on partnering with me during a show.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's doing her own stuff, and it's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad, you know, she says, how's Rachel? I said, I don't know, I haven't talked to her lately. And she was blown away, and she's doing my show in a month and a half. And I'm not telling you who, because I don't want to end up getting killed. But she was like, first thing out of her mouth was not, how are you doing, Bennett? What's life like? No, how's Rachel?
That's funny.
So, yeah.
Well,
you know,
I appreciate
you
that.
You made a bigger impression than I did, and I only work here.
Nah.
All
thank
kidding,
you. That's
all
really
kidding
nice.
Aside. So this gentleman that had a problem with the street team, is that because the street team didn't know what to do with him, or he was just giving out free stuff, or what? I'm just best guess.
Yeah, I don't really know, to be honest. I think a lot of, I can't say specifically to him, he's very nice. I think a lot of times people that have issues with regard to getting traction with a street team, I find it's usually one of 2 reasons. One is they're not clear on their branding. We tend to say in publishing, we brand the author, not the book. And
mm-hmm.
I find that a lot of times people will go in and just push their book constantly on people, and none of us likes to be sold to all the time. You know, I'm a person, you're a person, let's talk about stuff people talk about. So in my street team, for example, I share a lot of opportunities. I know that I have a lot of writers that follow me. And I have one, even though I have two personas, one is my author account, which is Rachel in the OC, and one is my business account, Bad Redhead Media. I have one street team, so it kind of combines everything. So I share a lot of opportunities. For example, I'm in a Women in Publishing Summit that March 4th through 8th, and I share that. And it's completely free. And so I'm sharing, that's an opportunity that people can go in, listen to, and I share it all over my Facebook. So it's not just for my street team members. But this is just an example. So people can sign up. It's completely free to them. But I share stuff like that with my street team first. And so I'll say, I'm bringing this to you first before I share it publicly or in an email, you know, a newsletter kind of thing. And so those are the kinds of things that I will share with my street team where I'm not saying, hey, go buy my book, go read my book, go do this, go do that for me. I bring things that are of value to them that are still on brand for me because I'm always promoting helping writers, helping people learn. That's what I do as more of an educator standpoint. So that first thing is about, you know, my first point is always be branding, basically. And the other thing is, again, just being connecting and building the relationship. So, you know, checking in, seeing what's everybody doing this weekend. Here's a picture of my cats. You know, silly stuff. I mean, it doesn't even have to be about your books. And if it is about your books, then make it something new and interesting. Like I just, for example, made the semifinals of the Chanticleer book review for a 30-day book marketing challenge. They picked, you know, it was like a slush pile. Then it was, They brought it. There was like 100 books. Then it was down to 20 books, and then now it's down to like, I don't know, 8 books. And I'm in those 8 books for the semifinals, and they're going to announce the winners in April. So
I
was really excited to share that.
Let me. I have a question from Diane in Kentucky.
Sure. Okay.
And Diane asked. And I'm not, this is her words, not mine. Are you the same Rachel Thompson that wrote Broken Pieces?
Yes, that's me. I wrote Broken Pieces, Broken Places. That's, like I said, I have two accounts. My Rachel in the OC or Rachel Thompson author. I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, and I run Sex Abuse Chat on my Rachel in the OC Twitter. And my next book, my next broken book is Broken People, and that's coming out in a few months. I'm in final edits on that. And that's me. So, yes.
God, I mean, I didn't prompt this person or nothing.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, sometimes when you get a question from a listenership or a readership. Mm-hmm. Are you the same person that did such and such? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like you want to hide, but there are times I want to hide.
Yeah, I'm very open about all that. As you know, I don't have any issues sharing that. And I'm an advocate. At this point, I'd say I'm an activist for helping to change the laws here in California. I've been very active about.
Well, anytime you want to advocate a change in the law, you remember, we're national, but the thing is, I'll do almost, I won't bend down and, you know what I'm saying, but I'll do almost anything for you. You know that.
Nah, thank you. Yeah. It's a big deal
with
regard to the statute of limitations. So, you know, it's a big issue pretty much everywhere, but I'm always on the lookout for opportunities to help fundraise for Joyful Heart Foundation, which was started by Mariska Hargitay, who is on Law and Order SVU, and RAIN, which is was actually helped start by Tori Amos. And so those are the two foundations that I fully support and help fundraise for.
Well, you also support the Save the Bennett Pomerance Fund. No, just kidding.
Of course.
But all kidding aside, I have another question. This is from Julie. And Julie says, you're a talented lady and always busy. Where do you ever take breaks or find time to do other things?
Well,
that's her question, not mine.
No, I work really hard because I'm providing for my kids. I'm putting my daughter through college. And when I was married, I was married for 22 years, and I didn't realize the financial abuse that was happening under my nose, behind the scenes, et cetera, until we started going through the divorce proceedings and found out there were tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes that had not been paid. So it's very hard for me to do lots of fun stuff knowing that the IRS is expecting me to pay off debt that I didn't know that I had. And, you know, without getting into great detail, I'm basically supporting two teenagers, one in college and my son now who's in middle school. So it's a lot, but I'm also really good at what I do. I love writing. My books do well, thank goodness. People enjoy them. They've won awards, et cetera. But that doesn't pay my bills. My business pays my bills, and I absolutely love what I do, which helps. And I have a good support team around me. I will say that naps are magical. So if I need
know
to
that feeling.
In some me time, I just take an hour or two and I just crash. And I love to stay up late and watch, like, binge on a Netflix show. I'm not a big fan of reality TV, I'll tell you that right now. I love good writing. So I love to watch shows, especially if I've read the book. So I'll either stay up late and read a book or stay up late and watch a show. So that to me is a wonderful escape for, you know, and that's really, and then of course, spending time with my guy or my kids. And, you know, we love to have family dinners, not me cooking, a terrible cook, but
I didn't say that
food.
Now. I was being nice.
I know. So,
or possibly visiting Bennett every once in a while.
Hey, you never know. That's right. So I don't travel a lot. It's so expensive. So we do a lot at home. And I love my home. So it's nice to just be here. I work at home. It's great.
So when I come
great
to
question.
The OC, hopefully I'll get an invite. Okay. All kidding aside, tell these people in the last 7 minutes what you're doing and where they can find you.
Sure. Well, I started a new initiative in May. You know, in November, everybody does NaNoWriMo. And then EDMO, I think, is in February. So I started NaNoPromo, which is in May. So for the month of May, come visit me at badredheadmedia.com. And I have all kinds of publishing experts and book marketing experts and writing experts giving away their services, books, prizes, and writing blog posts every single day for the month of May. So just use the hashtag or Google NaNoPromo, pro meaning promotion, for the month of May. So I'm gathering up anybody and everybody who would like to be included to give away free stuff. And you if you'd like to connect with me, just email me at badredheadmedia@gmail.com. And if you'd like, and like I said, I'm looking for people who are in publishing, editing, any aspect of book marketing. Those are the types of things that I need. And last year, I mean, we had Hugh Howey, and he donated a 30-minute Skype call with a writer. I mean, it was awesome. We had amazing prizes from people. It was just wonderful. So that's coming up for me. Like I said, I'll have Broken People out soon. I'll have the 30-day book marketing. I'm sorry, the 30-day Twitter challenge. And if you'd like help with your book marketing, two options. One, you can go to badredheadmedia.com or Amazon and purchase the 30-day book marketing challenge. Every day I give you instructions how to figure out Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, blogging. It's all in there, and it's broken down into one assignment every single day. Best thing you can do, and it's $5.99. And then join me on Twitter, Book Marketing Chat, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock in the evening Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Just type in that hashtag or just go to Facebook and look up Book Marketing Chat. And there's a page there with all the summaries of all the chats from like the last 4 years. And then you'll get all that great advice. Or just go to my blog, lots of free advice, badredheadmedia.com/blog. So that's where you'll find me. Or just look up Rachel Thompson Author, Google me. I'm pretty much every freaking where. You'll find me.
Oh, I thought we were going to send smoke signals and you'd read them.
Yeah, pretty much. So if you just look me up, you'll find me under Bad Redhead Media or Rachel Thompson Author, Broken Pieces, Broken Places, and, you know, anything under Bad Redhead Media, you'll find my book.
Okay. And if she doesn't behave herself, I may help her out on the challenge. So, yeah, somebody may get radio time out of this.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. Well, I want to look for, like, when I first started, where I had no idea what to do. So I broke it down into daily steps. Somebody can complete this challenge in a month, and their entire author platform is set up.
Now, let me talk to you a few minutes, because I know you know this lady. Next week, we have Jean Marie Spacusa. You might know her.
I love Jean. She's amazing.
Well, instead of me sounding the horn and sounding so tinny of, you're somebody that's a guest, but you could tell a little about her. Why don't you?
Sure. Well, Jean is an independent filmmaker, and she wrote a wonderful treatment, and then it became an independent movie called The Scarapist, which is about her experience with a scary therapist, and that's where the title is derived from. And so it was a really terrifying experience that she went through with a really horrible therapist. And so that's where the movie came from. It won all kinds of various awards. And she actually wrote a two-part blog post about it for me on Rachel and the OC. So if anybody's interested in reading about it, or you can go to her site. I don't have her website handy, Bennett. I don't know if you have it.
No, I don't. I only have my appointment book with everybody until June, so it's like scary
okay.
enough. But she is doing March 5th. She'll be on AG on March 5th.
Yeah. And she has two other movies. Well, I know one other since then, and then
Night
a new
Cry
one coming out
coming
as
up.
Well. What is it called?
Night Cry.
That's right. So she's very into the film noir genre of movies, and she's beautiful, and she's very into health.
And she'll be here next week. I am not trying to be rude. We have about 30 seconds because I know Mrs. Blog Talk is going to knock us all both off the air.
Yep.
But
it was wonderful being here.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Do look up this lady. She's worth every penny she's worth. She is she's very real. And if you haven't looked her up yet, you should. Okay? You take care of yourself,
Thank
will
you?
You? I expect
Thank you, you
doing
too.
A show with me in June.
Okay. And I'll send you some names of some authors.
I put them in June and we'll get them. But
okay,
please, everybody be well. Next week, we will have Gene Spacusa. And 2 weeks from now, we'll have the great and wonderful Sally J. Walker. So it's going to be a busy month in March. Come stay with us. Be well. Take care. Have a good night. Good night.